184.0.
Blog Talk Radio.
4-0, baby. Two punches.
I beat a 3-0 cruiserweight 185 pounder. Hey, it's all these fucking delusional haters.
Oh, my God. I just saw the video. Yeah, man. The cameraman should have turned up a little bit, but you can tell that I was.
Hey, dude, out on his feet. All these clowns, they're talking shit. Somebody, they run their mouth. You know what I'm saying? They're sticking their head. What do you got to tell these people, man? Real life fan right here, man. Real life fan.
I wouldn't get in there with them.
Yeah, what do you got to tell all these punks? And I'll show you how to smash.
Well, I'd advise them not to get in there with you either.
Thanks, hear that?
Ghouls, no haters, hear that? Once again, victorious. Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu champion knocked out, and now this. I'm the greatest. Hey, listen, yesterday, 1-2, I mean, what, let me just start from scratch. It was so difficult to get a fight. Every gym I go to, motherfuckers recognize me. They're afraid. Some UFC punk backed out. He didn't want to fight. He started, you know, complaining to the staff like a little bitch, you know. And I told him, I said, I got gloves, man. Let's put them on. He started giving excuses, saying kicks. And I'm like, punch this motherfucker. He's a pussy. Like I said, these UFC, these fake TV fighters, they go to these gyms that I go to challenge fighters, real fighters to fight. And they go there to work out. And what the thing is over there, yeah, they got cameras there, you know. Like it's not a good idea to street fight over there, but it is a good idea to box over there. See, if Jules Zavala, even though I don't like Jules Zavala, I beat his ass with ease. There's no controversy in that fight, but he did put on the gloves, and he fought me boxing rules. Now, some of these UFC cats, they think they got hands that they're going to be taught a lesson. I would have murdered that UFC clown if you try to really do something. You know, he was just running his mouth. If I were Sam, you know, I'm going to fucking murder him, put him to sleep. Let's see, that 1-2. No. Okay, I don't do these radios much because these this sick, mentally ill troll TV guys, you know, the guy obviously has a mania. He's mentally ill, you know. I mean, come on, every month I'm beating somebody's ass and putting it on video. I won 5 fights in January. And this year, it's been harder to get fights because of last year. I won 72 fights last year. And look, the better you get, the more famous you get, the harder it is to get fights. It just goes with the territory. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right. 184-0, 7 wins. We're in March. I'm obviously on pace to get to 200-0. It's all good. Look at the sound of the 1-2 that I hit. This 3-0 former cruiserweight amateur boxer. Big motherfucker, man.
Kind of powers. You can't deny that kind of power. You trolls are mentally ill. My fan exposed all you clowns yesterday. Said out on his feet. He even said himself, I wouldn't get in there with him. He said, I wouldn't advise any of you to get in there with him. Anybody. I said, Wilder, how I'd be Wilder. See, I don't have to explain anything to that motherfucker. He came up to me. I never seen him in my life. I don't even know his name. I don't know who the fuck he is. Well, now I do. He's a cool guy. He's a real fan. You know what I'm saying? Real motherfucker. And he just comes up and says, hey, what's up, Charlie Z? Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, man. And she saw it on video, man. That's respect. That's real respect, man. I see it all the time. Listen. My whole thing is I just want to do what I did yesterday, win fights against top-tier fighters, world-class fighters. Anthony Thompson, obviously my best opponent, better than Jules Zavala, better than Deontay Wilder. I beat him, okay? It's obvious that the guy was, you know, a seasoned pro. Even though he was 12-0 as an amateur, he's a pro-level fighter. You know what I'm saying? And I beat Anthony Thompson. It's on video. What do these delusional clowns do? These mentally ill haters, they say, oh, but Anthony Thompson's a nobody. See, they think that if you're not on WWE, they think you're nobody. The other way around, these other under-the-radar guys,
are a lot better than these fake televised fighters. What do I do after the Thompson fight? February 8th, the greatest knockout of all time, the Kung Fu champion. He was bragging to me, oh, he's a southpaw. This guy was in southpaw stance. I literally put this motherfucker out. He drops and literally flies. Flew out of fucking camera view. That the cameraman had to, like, follow and shit, man. Yesterday, again, 1-2, ice cold. Charlie's on off the best. Greatest of all time. Nothing to prove. Troll TV, Breeze back, you're the same person. Listen, you're all you haters, you're all fucking delusional. You're all sick in the head. Crazy motherfuckers. Yeah, ready to play it again. Yeah, 0-12, man.
See that? You can hear that? Camera work wasn't the best, but you could obviously tell that I hit him in the face. Anybody can tell with that kind of power that they're done. They're going to get knocked out.
KO, TKO, they're done. I've seen Mike Tyson fight. Mike Tyson never had that kind of pop. He never had that kind of, you know, like, see how crisp that shit was? When Mike Tyson's a fucking fake boxer. Oh, and these fucking pussies want to talk shit. They're saying Charlie Zonoff assaulted some actor, really? So what if he said he had auditions? He was a boxer. What about the part where he said he was 3-0 as a boxer? Hey, Mike Tyson is an actor now. He was a paid professional actor before, but now he's an actor, literally an actor. Well, he was in that one movie. What was that shit called, man? Mike Tyson. Yeah, Mike Tyson had auditions. Rampage had auditions, man. Murder Rampage. I murdered Tyson. Who the fuck are these clowns, man? You people are sick in the head. You haters are sick in the fucking head. All right, everybody listen. To normal fans. Yesterday, one of them exposed you clowns on video. Motherfucker said out on his feet. That dude was out on his feet. He didn't know what hit him. 185 is going to be another great victory. Listen, the road to 200 will continue, and I hate to break it to you haters. You know, I will continue fighting even when, well, no, I mean, I may retire at 200, you know, like a temporary retirement, like maybe 4 or 6 months, 8 months tops, but then I'll come back. Like 2018, I'll be back to get that 201. Everybody, just make sure to be ready for that. There's no way that I'm hanging him up at age 28 or 29 or even 30. Now that I've literally accomplished everything in boxing, proved that I'm the best one, have the best record ever, and like, what is there left to prove? Nothing. But what I do want to do is, okay, the level I'm fighting at now is just, it's unparalleled. It's a high level is an understatement, unparalleled. It's just, you know, I'm light years above Muhammad Ali and Tyson, anybody who's ever, you know, waist up a pair of gloves, Marciano, anybody. So what I want to do is, in my mid-30s, late-30s, and maybe even early-40s, I want to continue fighting at the level that I'm fighting today. The power, that kind of power that you see today, knocked the guy sideways, knocked the Kung Fu guy out, dropped him on the ground. That kind of power, it's not going to go away. It's not going to diminish. The speed may, but the power, no. No, the speed, yeah, well, with age, the speed may get a little bit, a tiny bit worse. But it's, trust me, when I'm 35, 36, like the time where, you know, usually athletes are considered to be a little bit past their prime, I'm still going to be in my prime because I'm the GOAT. Different animal, motherfucker. New breed, once-in-a-lifetime breed. The greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff. You son of a bitches that hate on me, you got exposed again yesterday, no matter what you say. You got exposed. You always get exposed. People are sick in the head. Charlie Z, the greatest. Like I said, Anthony Thompson, top-level fighter, beat his ass on video. Kung Fu world champion, knocked him the fuck out. The guy dropped on the ground. It is on video. He fell over. What made him fall over? My punches to his face made him fall over. Next fight, yesterday. 1-2, knocked a cruiserweight boxer sideways. An undefeated cruiserweight boxer sideways. 3-0, okay. Not comparable to 184-0, but still. Nobody wanted to fight. You know what I'm saying? It was so difficult to get a fight. It's just going from gym to gym to gym. See, yeah, it's like motherfuckers are terrified of me. They don't want to lace them up. I hit this motherfucker with a 1-2. You all saw it. You all heard it. That power, you cannot deny that kind of power. Anybody that denies that kind of power and speed, that 1-2 was instant. It was literally instant. It was just like, it was a blitz, like fucking blitz, like bam, bam, just fucking amazing. What is wrong with you people? What rounds? Who the fuck can go rounds with me if I'm punching that hard? Now these motherfuckers see that when motherfuckers did go like a little longer, you know, like when I remember when I beat Alfred Ortiz, he lasted like a minute 20 seconds. Man, I could have iced Alfred Ortiz fucking just like yesterday to that big ass fucking black dude, the boxer, the cruiserweight boxer, Troy. And then these pussies, they always, and to expose these delusional haters, every time I fuck somebody up, this is what they do. They're like, oh, what's his name? You see? First of all, that kind of power can hit, when that kind of power connects on you, like that connected on Kung Fu Champion and connected on Troy, the 3-0 cruiserweight boxer, your name can be, you could have any name in the world. You're getting knocked out. You can have any name in the world. It doesn't matter what your name is. That shit would knock out anybody. What's his name? What the fuck? Hey, Anthony Thompson. 182. That's his name. Go watch how he fights. Yeah, he lost to the GOAT, but hey, he held his own. He held his own, man. Great fighter. Ninjutsu Muay Thai champion. Great fighter. But I still beat his ass. Southpaw Sill, great fighter. I still beat his ass. See? These under-the-radar guys are a lot better than clowns like Anthony Joshua, Vladimir Klitschko, Vitaly Klitschko. Vitaly Klitschko used the fake, he pretended to be a boxer so he can get into politics. Do you hear him talking about boxing right now? Of course not. People don't like boxing. What the fuck? Mayweather and McGregor? Who the fuck are these clowns? What is this bullshit? If these idiots wanted to fight, they would go and do it. They'd meet up at some ring or some gym and they would do it. There's fucking plenty of rings. Fucking actors, man. Fake motherfuckers, man. This motherfucker's telling McJoker, like, let me kick your ass and you're going to get a... Wait, why? Let me kick your way? What? Already admitting it's fake. He's asking him to let him kick. Hey, Floyd, Floyd can literally, see, he's terrified of me. I knocked his dad out. And this motherfucker never did a thing about it. And I knocked his friend out, Deontay Wilder. I know he's cool with Wilder. He praised Wilder and him and Wilder were like, and I saw them in a picture. Literally, it was like, he looked like Wilder's little son, man. The motherfucker was a foot shorter than Wilder, and I literally beat Wilder, and I'm thinking like, yeah, Mayweather would be a huge step back, but you know what, I hate the guy so much that you don't understand how much, you know, happiness it would bring me to break Floyd Mayweather's face, and literally just put this motherfucker comatose, or break his face, and brain damage him, injure him, just hurt him real bad, you know, and then laugh at him and say, hey, you got all the money, right? But you're a handicap. You can't, that money's not worth shit. You know, that's what I want to do to Mayweather Jr. And if I ever see him, that's what awaits you, Floyd. So be ready, motherfucker. Yeah, and nobody's ready. 184 is right. 184 weren't ready. Nobody's ready. And he talks about he has security. I'm Russian. I got people too. One man army. Go to gyms, I challenge motherfuckers. But yeah, if it comes down to like shit, like Jack Wilder was saying that he has people. If he comes to Alabama, he's going to get all these people. He's a pussy. You know what? This is a one-on-one fight. Even the bitch-ass reporter, this delusional reporter, Ellie Secback, that's on your side, he's asking you specifically about a one-on-one rematch versus a man you already fought named Charlie Zonoff. And you, and what do you say? Oh, there's nothing that I'm going to have to do. If you come to Alabama, my boy's going to see him, all this bullshit that he was saying. See, that just goes to nobody. And these pussies didn't criticize Wilder for that. They didn't criticize Wilder for that. He's saying that he wants to jump me. What does that mean? That means he knows he can't beat me one-on-one because in the ring I smashed him. Listen, man. What Wilder fight of 2017 Charlie Zelenoff? Man, what I did yesterday, a lot more impressive than that fucking Wilder Gerald Washington bullshit, man. What the fuck? Better opponents? Gerald Washington's a joke. Who the fuck is that bum? I'll knock him sideways, or I'd knock him out like the Kung Fu guy right away. That's the thing. These fake boxers, it's a show. They're supposed to go around. Retarded people pay. Normal people wouldn't go to those fake events. Retarded people pay money so they can see a show. So they can, you know, see 5, 6, 7 rounds, 8 rounds. It's not real. It's staged. It's not real. It's prolonged. It's purposely prolonged because people paid money. Because, you know, if you get a real champion like Charlie Zelenoff, who's going to literally wipe everyone out in 2 seconds, people are going to be like, oh, what the fuck? But we paid money to see 12 rounds. And Charlie's just knocking everyone out in 1 second. You know, there you go. There you go. Just explained it. It's not a fight. I mean, HBO is not a fight. Showtime is not. They even said, when I was in Cassius Green's house, before I knew that HBO and Showtime and televised boxing, it's all a bunch of delusional crap. Before I knew all that, you know, now I know, and a lot of other people do. I told Cassius Green, I said, all right, Cassius, well, listen, I just won the title today, the UBF Underground title. I hit the guy 6 times, you know, and I'm the best fighter. I'm physically the best fighter. I'm not talking about financially. I'm saying physically. I'm the best boxer in the world. When am I going to fight on HBO? He says, well, champ, it ain't really about that, champ. I'm like, what? What do you mean it's not about that? What is it about that? I'm like, what? It's not about what? Well, yeah, you're always knocking guys out and all that. That's cool, man. That's cool. I'm like, but it ain't really about that. I'm like, well, wait, but isn't that what boxing is all about, knocking guys out? And then he says, no, champ, it's not really about that. I'm like, then what is it about? Well, you know, champ, it's more than, boom, exposed. Blah, blah, blah. Done. You can stop talking already, Cassius. You're a fucking delusional fucking guy with a captain hat, man. See, it's not really about that. And then the other guy said, same shit. Supposed to knock out David Gay? Same shit. I don't want you to be my fighter. Why don't you want me to be your fighter? I'm the better fighter. The way better fighter. Start saying, oh, because me and David Hay were friends with, you know, boom, boom, business, huh? So that. Whoever markets their scam business, that's who they pay a lot of money. It's not real. It's all mainstream boxing is an illusion, and all the people that follow that crap, they're sick in their head. It's been a very tough year. This has been the best year so far. Meaning that I'm looking better than ever, better than last year, better than 2015. I mean, look at my last fucking 3-4 fights. Killing everybody. All my 7 victories in 2017 have been one-sided fucking massacres. And it's going to continue to be that way. And Troll TV, you put this out? Hey, what happened? What happened yesterday, bitch? Sideways, motherfucker. Sideways. Knocked him sideways, you son of a bitch. You fucking retard. Troll TV. Mentally sick motherfucker. Now this clown, another fake boxer. I don't even want to call this guy a boxer. This guy's literally horrible. Like, there was a really bad boxer from the TV that I knocked out named Michael Barsky. And I hate Michael Barsky with a passion. And I'm sure now he's seen me beat all these guys, Jules Wall, Derek DeJohn, Deontay Wilder. And, yeah, I mean, he saw me beat Derek. Well, he's Mike is delusional. He said that he could beat Derek, too. He's retarded. I knocked him out. But see, Michael Barsky was his record, you know, counting the knockout loss to Charlie Zonoff, plus his box rec, fake rec fights. Well, his box rec fights he got knocked out for real. He's like, what, 3-20 or some shit? Yeah. Okay, but James Ankliff, this retarded troll, would message me and call me, and I told him, I said, listen, bum, you are a hater. You're a delusional hater. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yes, you are. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Stop bothering me, you fucking idiot. I'm training for a real fight. And this moron would continue messaging me. And I kept, and now he's making these videos because I ignored him completely. Now and I told him my address. I said, Clown, if you got a problem, if you ever want a real title shot, you know where to go. I'll put you to sleep. The gurney will come pick you up. He's never going to come. He knows better than that. I'm thinking, all right, well, fuck it. Might as well. I put his name on YouTube. I said, whatever, might as well watch some Comedy Central. No, literally, it's actually sad that this guy thinks he's a fighter. No, it's pathetic. I mean, the guy, he's not a boxer. No, literally, regular people off the street would knock this guy out. And he was, like, on TV and all this bullshit. Like, that's what I keep saying. Anybody from fucking this televised horse shit, HBO, like Dustin Nichols and a fat, obese man, who, you know, random guy, anybody can get a box rec license, quote-unquote license. Anybody can get that. And that's it. That's what they do. That's how they build their guys up. Feeding them bums. Feeding them regular bums to the point where you can't even... There's such thing as bums. Okay, like Michael Barsky, he's a horrible boxer. Bum. But they get guys that are literally not even boxers that you can't even call them bums. They're worse. They're just regular people. Like Dustin Nichols, like James Ankliff. These guys are not fighters. These guys are crazy motherfuckers that are just trying to get a payday from the scam. And that's why the beef I have with the mainstream, that's why they don't like me, because every time I post a fight, I expose them. I destroy my opposition, and I expose them. 184-0, motherfuckers. 16 more to go till 200. I hope I get there this year. At the latest, 2018. No, I'll get there this year. Yeah, I'll get there this year. So, when I do that 200th milestone, I actually reached the milestone yesterday with yesterday's phenomenal TKO. I scored my 150th knockout yesterday, man. Fuck, man. Amazing. 150 knockouts, man. Fuck. Man, I got more knockouts than Muhammad Ali has had fights. I'm the greatest of all time. Yeah, like these people on the internet, like I said, fucking internet pussies, man. Me and my fan, we were clowning these jokers yesterday after the victory, and I was like, who the fuck are these crazy motherfuckers, man? Charlie Zono, the best. 184-0. Hey, listen to this. You haters can talk all you want, but let me tell you something. Actions speak a lot louder than words, a lot louder. A lot louder. Hear that? Yeah, you hear that? Those are my punches connecting on my opponent's face. Like I said, actions speak a lot louder than words.